For more information and to order, call Dana Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
While Birth Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and he's going to give us an update on what's happening over in Israel. Good morning, Barry. How are you doing?
Good morning. Not bad, thanks.
Well, what's the latest from the Holy Land?
Yeah, well, this is very serious. What you've got is the possibility of another pullout from Gaza. You have the parallels of the Israeli government really using its forces against not just the religious, certainly against the settlers. They're enforcing this freeze that Netanyahu gave Obama, that Israel would not so much as add a gazebo to a Jewish house for 10 months, and would enforce a complete freeze on all building in Judea and Samaria, and by the way, and Jerusalem. We'll look at that shortly. But it's the enforcement. You're using the IDF, the Israeli army, to enforce this freeze, and you've got clashes now breaking up between Jews and their army. We may as well start with Defense Minister Ehud Barak, as I have said, the second he was inside Netanyahu's cabinet, you had the labor Zionists with a major role, and nothing has changed. There's no right-wing government. The elections were a fraud and all this kind of stuff. But Barak on Sunday ordered the mobilization of an IDF reserve unit normally charged with, takeovers of Arab cities in Judea and Samaria, keeping order. He used this unit against Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. This is a red line cross when the army of the Jews are fighting the Jews. And now, with that little order, it got even worse. Barak showed up at an army base outside Beit El, which is in the heart of Judea and Samaria, and he ordered the units there to enforce the construction freeze. He said the IDF, the Israeli police, and the border guards will ready themselves to ensure that the decision is enforced. And it got worse, actually. I mean, it's as bad as it can get when your defense minister is ordering the army to go against hundreds of thousands of Jews. But he also ordered the Air Force. And this is, again, I don't know if it's new or not. I've never heard of this. He ordered the Air Force to conduct flyovers of Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria to photograph all construction in the communities in order to enforce his building order, not building order. The Israeli Air Force is being used against the settlers and not against the real enemies of the Jews. They're just laughing. They're getting ready to exploit this. But there have been clashes ever since. Well, Sunday is the day he ordered the Air Force and the Army to enforce the freeze. And by Monday, inspectors, security forces, something called the Assam Police Unit, which is anti-religious and have done terrible violence against Jews. On Monday, they toured 30 communities in Judea and Samaria. They issued 50 stop work orders. And these are communities. They're not settlements. I mean, these are major communities. The list is, well, I'll give you a part of the list. Efrat, Male, Adumim, Modin, Elite, Elkanah, Ariel, Male Mikmash, Har Gilah, Kiryat Arba, all of these. On Monday, the inspectors and the police, if you lifted a hammer, you were given a non-work order on the spot. And then the next day, over 40 communities were visited by the police and the army. And 14 stop work orders were given in places that I know. There at Yericho, Beit Horon, Chalamish, these were all neighbors of mine for many, many years. Peduel, Karnei Shomron. What you've got is the army going against the Jews.
Well, what do you think the sentiment is in the military? I mean, are these people just willing to say, we're not going there, you know, we're going to draw a line in the sand? And, of course, obviously...
They have done that.
The military flyovers, the Air Force flyovers, are to intimidate the Jewish people.
No,
they're bring them in line. Your enemy is not the Palestinians. Your enemy is your own government that's controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, no one knows the last part. But as for the first part, it's more than intimidation. They're photographing any building. By the way, we're not talking about constructing huge apartments. We're talking about taking a drill outside and expanding your own apartment. The Air Force will catch you doing it, and the Army will come in and issue a no-work order. And essentially, you'll be arrested if you do it a second time. Now, what you've got are clashes taking place all over Israel, violent crashes, clashes. I'll give you part of the list where the settlers, and by the way, their mayors, their leaders, have engaged in violent confrontation with the police and the army. Pardon me?
I'm saying good. I'm glad they are. I'm glad they're standing up and saying, we're not going to do this.
Well, they'll be crushed. And I'm going to write about that today, by the way. The Israeli army, look, the settlers have been ordered, not, again, we're talking not even building an apartment. We're talking about repairing an apartment. You're not allowed to do anything. This freeze is total. Now, Avi Naim, who is the mayor of Beit Aria, stopped the inspectors from coming into his town. He was beaten up. I hear the music.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. And I think what you're seeing is, in Israel, it foreshadows what you're going to be seeing here in America. Breakdown of society.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's Affordable Excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about the clashes between, of course, the settlers and the military. And, of course, as I say, I think what you're seeing in Israel foreshadows what you're going to see here in America. Because when you have the communities clashing with the national authorities, government authorities, you begin to see a breakdown in the structure of society, and that's exactly what they want. They want to create a chaotic situation, and I certainly sympathize with the plight of the settlers who find that their government doesn't respect their wishes. I mean, they have elections. It doesn't matter whether they get the one party in or the other. It always seems that the same forces are always in power in Israel and here in the United States. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, you've got clashes breaking out all over the West Bank now. Again, these people should have fought years ago for their own homes. And these are clashes which they're going to lose. And Israeli society, of course, will be divided. Their army is going to be divided terribly. But what you've got right now, I've got a list of where the clashes took place. Clashes broke out in Elon Murray. The police used moderate violence. Clashes broke out in Har Bracha. Residents blocked the access road. Border guardsmen were chased the blockers and made some arrests using violence. Nearby roads at Bracha Junction were blocked. Arrests were made. I've got the whole list of the clashes. What you've got right now is Gaza repeating itself. And again, the Israeli authorities know what they're going to do, and the settlers have been so deeply infiltrated, well, they will lose. You know, they will lose this. The army always wins, but you have to look at the other side. The PLO are looking at this freeze, and they're looking at the clashes, and they made a tremendously important announcement that they will be starting immediately a third intifada. This intifada will involve surrounding the Jewish settlements by Palestinians. Now remember, the Jewish settlements won't defend themselves or can't defend themselves because they're too busy fighting the Israeli army. And you've got, well, according to this Arab report that Abbas has given the okay to a new intifada. And by the way, it's already started all over Israel. I'll give you an example. The biggest Air Force base in the country at Nevatim, you can't drive there because of all the stone throwings and the blocked roads. This is the biggest Air Force in Israel the local Bedouins are blocked. It's called Route 31. It connects Beersheba with Nevatim. It's under increasing stone-throwing attacks. You've got chaos, which the Arabs are taking advantage of. And this third intifada, well, the Jews are fighting the Jews, and the army is being used against Jews. The Arabs, well, they simply view this as the moment to make their chaos work. And a third intifada is being planned, again, while the IDF is fighting local Jews. All right. And by the way, I'm not being dramatic. This is actually taking place at this moment while we speak. This is taking place in Judea and Samaria, but not only. Netanyahu has ordered the same things for Jerusalem. And, well, he claims that this freeze doesn't apply to Jerusalem. According to the Israeli press, the Minister of Housing, his name was Ariel Atias, presented the cabinet with construction plans for Jerusalem, 130 units in Har Oman, 30 in Pisgat Zeev, 20 in Ramot, and so forth. Netanyahu nixed all of them, all but 30 of them, and ordered the housing minister not to issue other tenders. Jerusalem, quietly, is also in the midst of this housing freeze. The residents of the capital can't buy an apartment. Look, people did buy apartments, and they're now paying mortgages to the banks on an apartment that they started constructing, which may never be constructed. This 10-month deal, nobody believes it's going to go on for 10 months and then there's going to be a boom in housing. That's what Netanyahu is trying to sell. Nobody believes that. You might have believed that 20 years ago. So you don't believe it of the government today. But there's another side to it, which is very, very spooky. The Jerusalem municipality is going to be building, and this comes from Nir Barakat, the Jerusalem mayor, who, believe it or not, is on my email list. I have known him for many, many years. Well, he is promoting a new project. Well, the Jews can't get into their own houses. The Jerusalem municipality is going to build 5,000 new housing units for the Arabs. They'll be built in Tel Adasa and Arav Aksvara, tough word, Asfakra neighborhoods, 5,000 apartments for Arabs and none for Jews. Oh, my goodness. This is just putting the situation into perspective. The Israeli government, under immense pressure from George Mitchell and Hillary Clinton and Hussein Obama, is destroying all growth, all normal growth, and in fact, is turning the country slowly into utter chaos.
Well, what is certainly, I haven't read about this in the New York Times. I'm a few days behind, but I haven't. Is that being covered in the newspapers here, or are you getting this off the internet?
No, you're getting on the internet if you know where to look. You have to look at Israeli sites. If you know where to look, it's covered in the internet. I haven't seen a word of this in the mainstream media. They're too busy with Tiger cheating. You know, that's the biggest news event in America. Tiger cheats. Israel is clashing with its army. Its citizens and its army are in the midst of violent clashes, and I haven't seen a word of that anywhere.
Well, so, Britney Spears has a new boyfriend, too. I mean, that's a really important issue. So I think the American people have to understand that we're not getting the truth. They focus our attention on the wrong issues. Our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested by the people who control the media, and I consider them all part of what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly the attitude of the Israelis, they must be pretty disillusioned with their heroic Netanyahu, the conservative, of course, who at least they thought he was conservative when they voted for him. Are they realizing that he, too, is a traitor?
Look, there's something amiss with the Jewish Israeli mentality. they can't see beyond what's happening under their noses. What's happening under their noses is that inspectors in the army and the police are coming into their communities and giving people arrest warrants, again, for taking a drill outside or hammering a nail. It's that serious. It isn't even an... Look, let's look at the real issue. The real issue is that there is going to be a community of Jews in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem that are going to get older and older because their children can't buy apartments. It's that simple. It's going to be an old community, and it'll stay that way. Their kids will have to move outside Judea, Samaria, or Jerusalem. And this year, 2,100 couples from Judea and Samaria got married. The vast majority wanted to move near their families in Judea and Samaria. 1,600 were forced to move into old Israel, away from Judea and Samaria, away from their families, and against their will. That, by the way, is just a solid fact released from this year. What they're preparing is the end of Judea and Samaria. If you want to buy an apartment in the future, your parents had better give it to you in an inheritance, because you won't be able to buy it any other way.
Well, it's a tragic, tragic situation. And, of course, I'm sure it's justified. Well, we had to do it. After all, Barack Obama requested this, and my understanding is that Netanyahu has acceded to the demands of the Americans, as to how Israel would be run. Is that sort of the story, the justification you're getting?
Well, that's what the Israelis think. That,
well, I realize Netanyahu
buckled under pressure,
true,
but again,
there's something...
as I've stated in my books many, many times, Netanyahu was an actual member of the Council on Foreign Relations in 1988,
sure.
And doesn't just buckle, he is working with them. And Israelis can't understand this. The same with Sharon. They thought he was one of them, that he was a right-wing general, and of course he throws out 10,000 Jews who have not found homes to this day. They don't understand that it's not just buckling. And by the way, I would assume there is a great deal of pressure as well, but these people are also working with the other side,
sure,
and that they can't understand.
Well, how are we going to reach the Israeli people? I mean, are you getting much coverage with your articles that you're sending out?
Well, again, it's getting buried. Look, it's up to the Israeli people, not up to me, to point out anything to them. And some of the public... And some of the army are waking up. We reported that a few weeks ago the Shimshon unit, at their graduation ceremony, where they actually become soldiers instead of trainees, took out signs that says, "We will not expel Jews. As soldiers, we will not expel Jews." And there was that caused a lot of news, but it's spreading. There are shirts all over Israel that says, "We will not expel Jews." You had a whole high school class about to enter the army. They sent a letter to all the newspapers saying, "We'll join the army, but we will not expel Jews." This is actually quite remarkable. You had reservist officers and non-commissioned officers circulated a letter declaring that they would cease their army duty. They would not go on reserve duty stints as long as this freeze on construction continued. And I'll quote from it. We have no choice but to take a unilateral step to freeze our active reserve duty for the duration of the freeze. Once construction is started again and we go back to being citizens with equal rights, we will return to our Army duties and not before. These are our reservist officers who are declaring that they won't serve in the IDF. The situation is so severe that the Army is actually stripping down its own soldiers for these ceremonies. The Netzach Yehuda Battalion was supposed to become... Whoops, I hear music.
Hold on there, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Wildbird Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wildbird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wildbird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Lulu.com and get your books, how they can get in touch with you and get your DVDs, and how they can get in touch with you to schedule you to come to talk to them.
Sure. And I've got new DVDs, which I'll be sending to you. Really good ones, as a matter of fact, which I'll be sending to you probably next week. But first, my books are at lulu.com, And they're very easy to get. You go to www.lulu.com. There's a little search box. You click books and then my name. You write C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And in this case, I think Bye Bye Gaza is the book you should be looking for, or you can get them all if you want. My website is BarryChamish.com. And if you want to invite me to speak or get the new DVD or the old DVDs, just phone me. Lulu doesn't carry them. The number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079.
Now, one of your new DVDs that cover the murder of Rabin, or do you
no, no. Well, in Hebrew, yes. In English, it's the media cover-up.
Okay.
That's what the new DVDs are. It's called Media Madness in the Middle East, and the subject is a little different this time around.
All right, very good. Well, Sidney Barry is a fascinating talker, and we always enjoy having him on. So. You go ahead and pick up. Let's just put the telephone number out in case anybody wants to call in. That would be 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, Sidney, I view what's going on in Israel as a foreshadowing of what's going to be going on here in America as we begin moving into a chaotic situation where the people begin to clash with government, as government moves to restrict freedom. So go right ahead.
I wouldn't draw a direct parallel yet. You've got the Israeli army being, they're opposed to their government. Well, the enemy is watching for any opening in this civil war taking place.
Sure.
Well, for their own purposes, that's putting it mildly. Look, I'll give you an example. The Netzach Yehuda Battalion had its final ceremony at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. They were forced to stand in two lines and raise their shirts. These are our soldiers. They were being inspected by other soldiers before they went into the auditorium. The inspectors were following orders to stop all displays and banners opposed to the expulsion of Jews from Judea and Samaria. Our own soldiers were inspecting our own soldiers. You've got a remarkable piece of treachery, which, again, I'm going to write about maybe even today. You have... his name is Otniel Schneller. He lives in Judea and Samaria, and he said, as a representative of religious Zionism, I renounce this occurrence and adhere to the sanctity of the state and its decisions through the actions of these soldiers. They harm most the IDF, who see their service as without objections to the values of the government. You have this hopelessly stupid speech, supposedly by one of their own. It's the treachery that's going to bring this little rebellion down, and that's guaranteed. The infiltration by the government will eventually win, and the Jews will not fight, and it's going to be a repeat of the Gush Katif pullout, the Gaza pullout. It, the same forces are at work. But believe it or not, the IDF called dozens of religious rabbis to a secret meeting in Jerusalem and one at Tel Aviv University to discuss this situation. Now, the Jerusalem meeting leaked out, and the rabbis did not back the stoppage of this movement with the shirts and the refusal to serve and all this. In fact, I'll quote this, The rabbi said moral support must be given to the parents who do not want their children to evacuate Jews. The rabbis expressed support for the Shimshon and Nachshon battalion soldiers who raised banners stating they refused to evacuate soldiers. In short, the rabbi said their parents and the public must get involved. But they did not condemn this rising mutiny within the IDF. Not a word to stop it. And, well, they were right, actually. They were absolutely right. They couldn't come to another conclusion. Look, I tell a very different story from Israel. The same gang involved in the Rabin assassination are intact in Israel. Nobody got hurt by murdering a prime minister. Now, these are names you may not know. Dorit Beinish is the head of the Supreme Court. Beinish, let's just say she permitted the Shabak to infiltrate Bar-Ilan University, and it's a long story with a name you may not know, Avishai Raviv, who was the Patsy's friend, Yigal Amir's friend. She permitted him to continue his duties in one way or another, getting Yigal Amir to shoot blanks at Rabin. She's head of the Supreme Court. There's a real problem now in how many Jews are going to be murdered if Gilad Shalit is alive. He's being held by Hamas. And the Israeli government is negotiating with Hamas to get one soldier back. And they've got a commission of inquiry about how much to give. It's headed by Mayor Shamgar. Mayor Shamgar was the judge of the Rabin, the official Rabin commission, the official assassination commission, well, the official whitewash and cover-up commission. He is now going to decide how many Arabs can be returned to Hamas. And, you know, people, the leaks coming out of this new commission are extremely, extremely worrisome. The leak I've got is that Israel is offering to free 450 terrorists for Gilad Shalit and offer another 530 to be chosen by Israel, big deal, as a goodwill measure. We're talking about over 1,000 Arabs, many with blood on their hands, many just outright murderers, are going to be freed by Israel for one soldier.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, so maybe people are going to say, if it doesn't make any sense, is it possible the real purpose of the Israeli government is to reinforce the terrorist movement? Maybe they'll start to think. We can only hope that.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights. That's 303-651-6427. Wildbirds Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wildbirds Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wildbirds Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Well, Barry was saying that they're considering releasing up to 1,000, Arab terrorists to regain the release of one Israeli soldier. And I would simply ask our listeners, does that make sense? In a similar manner, we have some 300 prisoners at Guantanamo. Whether they were al-Qaeda before or when they were captured, we don't know, but we know that probably most of them hate America today, and where we think of sending them, we're going to send them to Yemen. Why is that significant? Because al-Qaeda is pulling out of Afghanistan and Pakistan and moving into Yemen. So we're going to reinforce the terrorists, the best terrorists money could buy, whether it would be Israeli reinforcing the terrorists there in the Palestinian area, Hamas, or our government reinforcing al-Qaeda over in the Middle East. It's all part of the same game, creating the best enemy that money can buy. And when you understand that, things make sense. If you look at it logically, you scratch your head and say, gee, it just doesn't make sense. How could our leaders be so stupid? And they're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. But go right ahead, Barry.
Look, the system has gone nuts in Israel. And right now, you're seeing mutiny in the IDF, clashes between the Jewish army and Jewish citizens, clashes between the Jewish army and the mayors of the Jewish citizens. You've got something called the JNF, the Jewish National Fund, which was formed to plant trees in Israel and restore the land. Jews give money to plant trees in Israel. The JNF is now giving thousands of trees to the PLO for a new city in Ramallah. This is just stealing money from the Jews who donate to the JNF. And they've got a little rebellion, but they'll get away with this as well. The Israeli government is negotiating with Hezbollah. They're not telling anybody. They're trying to negotiate a withdrawal of the IDF from a place called Qajar on Israel's border with Lebanon. Again, Hezbollah gets rewarded for sending 4,000 rockets into Israel. They'll get their way. Every demand against Israel will be answered. What the people think really has nothing to do with the orders being given to Israel, which just essentially are build up the PLO, give Hezbollah whatever it wants, give Hamas 1,000 prisoners for one Israeli prisoner, just cave in on everything. It's as simple as that. That is the direction the Israeli government is taking on every issue in the book right now. And, as I've been reporting, there's just no morale within Israel to fight back.
And didn't they actually give 300 or 400 of the terrorists back just to get a video of the Israeli soldier? One Israeli soldier, at least they'll get him back intact, or maybe who knows what shape he's going to be in, but we're only going to give 1,000 to get him back. They gave 300 or 400 of terrorists back just to get a video of him.
They gave 23 women prisoners, but nonetheless, over 1,000, many with blood on their hands, is not a fair deal. But the Arabs know Israel will cave in. It's that simple. Everybody knows Israel's going to cave in. The Europeans, the Swedish head of the EU, is now arranging a new declaration that Jerusalem be divided and the PLO get their capital in Jerusalem. The whole EU is going to back this thing probably within a month or so. The pressure on Israel to stop being a country is just overwhelming. Now, I want to finish. Maybe we can go back to this shortly, but I want to finish in a case where you were right, and I'm running out of time, so I got to do this. I reported this pandemic in the Ukraine was being leaked by a Mossad agent named Joseph Moshe from Los Angeles. It's all a hoax.
Right.
You were right about that. Joseph Moshe was some sort of psychopath. There was a journalist named Truot who said he got a phone call from Joseph Moshe that he was working in Baxter Laboratory in the Ukraine making biological weapons. I checked into him. He never worked. Well, he's been living in the United States for 30 years. No Mossad agent stays away from Israel for 30 years. Baxter doesn't have a laboratory in the Ukraine. All the Ukraine Baxter products come out of Vienna, the laboratory in Vienna. The whole story is a hoax, and you told me that. You said you've got to look into this more, and I said I agree with you, but, you know, a Mossad agent, and the story was floating around widely on the Internet, and I fell into the trap of not checking my sources, which is not the way I do things. So I apologize. The whole thing was a hoax.
You don't have to apologize to me. You'd be amazed at how many people were writing to me and telling me this was absolutely true and that the epidemic in the Ukraine and the temperature of the lungs was going up to 130 degrees and the people were dying. By the
and it's spreading to Iowa.
Yeah. But, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that there's a lot of disinformation being put up there simply to frighten us to death and to draw us away from the important issues. Barry ordinarily is right on these issues, however, which is why I'd love to have him on. Okay, we got about 30 seconds for you to wrap up the program.
All right, so I apologize when I shouldn't have. The rest is absolutely right on accurate. Israel is in the midst of, well, it's not a civil war yet, but it's very similar to the expulsion from Gaza, and it's taking place at this moment. Read the news the way it's supposed to be read.
Anyway, God bless you, Barry. We'll look forward to having you on one of our programs next week, and all sorts of exciting things happen. Always look forward to the Israel update. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye, all.
Okay, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barry, but things are difficult over in Israel, and I fear they're going to get far worse. But I think that we are on the edge, very, very close to going to war with Iran here in the United States. I think it's only a matter of perhaps within 6 months or so why, under one guise or another, we'll be at war with Iran. When you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. So we certainly want to make all of our preparations and be prepared for the very difficult times that lie ahead. Now, what can you do to help us educate the American people? And one thing you can do is help me get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, reprinted. We are up now, I think, to 36 people. We need 50 who agree to take a case of books or couple of cases, or nearly. The book, as we mentioned, sells for $12.95. You can get it for $2.50 each. If you buy 60 of them, that's $149.95 plus shipping. And we won't bill your card until we've got the 50 people we need, and we're getting there, moving very rapidly. So once this subscription is filled up, why, we will not be making the offer again for a good long while. But the book gives you an overview of the secret societies working behind the scenes, intent upon establishing a one-world government. And, of course, it tells you the secret that up until recently you'd be killed. If you were a member of the secret societies and you revealed the secret, they would kill you. I mean, it was just that simple. Now, of course, it's becoming increasingly commonplace to learn the secret. And if you read so many of the things, Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol, certainly gives you at least some glimpse of what it's all about. Doesn't tell you the whole story, although obviously he knows, because he is a disciple of Manly Palmer Hall, who was the leading Satanist of the last century. So that was but we tell you in my book a secret that certainly has been suppressed for 5,000 to 6,000 years. And so you can get people to read it. Just tell them that there is a secret there. We explain to them why they took God and prayer out of the schools. Everybody knows they took God and prayer out of the schools, but why did they take God and prayer out of the schools? Who was responsible for it? It didn't just happen in a vacuum. And so, if you'd like to order a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, of course, the CDs of the talks we had at our conference on the 25th of October now are available. Myself, Catherine Albrecht, Will Grigg, Tom Horn, and Ashley Moat from Great Britain. The CDs available, and if you'd like to get them together or separately, call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how they're destroying the lives of our children with autism, yeah, why one in six American children has a neurodevelopmental or reading disability, why certainly one in nine children has asthma, why one in 100 children is autistic, and it comes to about one in 55, one in 60 boys. I mean, one certainly in every 460 children has diabetes, why we have 300,000 cases of juvenile arthritis, why they're destroying our children, and how they're doing it. The DVD, Mercury Autism, and the global vaccine agenda. I guess it's autism, mercury, and the global vaccine agenda. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Is America's Unprotect today.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit.